This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we are in Newport, Rhode Island. By the way, first time ever extended road show on a Friday with Adam Jones and Rich Keefe doing their show here all the way up until 2. So might as well make it a full day.
And if Twitter is any, or X is anything to indicate how the midday show is going to go, it's going to be a wild ride. Because Jones, I think, is still drunk maybe from last night.
Probably. He had 3 beers and he was falling all over himself.
He is being funny on social media.
Let me tell you this. Jones gets after it. Years ago, we went out to the Yard House, Jess and I, Jones and Kat, to go to a Sox game. And, you know, I didn't lose many drinking contests.
Yeah.
But I had a headache like you read about the next day.
Yeah.
Those two.
They had, Rich was, I tried to make Rich stay. I was, by the way, I was the last man standing last night.
Wow.
Even stayed out later than Wiggy.
Yeah, you did.
Which is a rarity for me.
Did you let your night job?
I did not let my night job affect my day job.
Good.
Did you hear my lead this morning? Pretty good.
Pretty
one.
Good. That was a good lead.
Saucy.
But Rich, I tried to get Rich to stay, but he did the he Heismaned his way out of there.
Yeah.
But those guys will be on at 10 and should be interesting.
Adam Jones is in the hot tub at the Hojo right now.
There you go.
Speaking of
last, code?
would you the Howard Johnson's hot tub? I don't think so.
Wouldn't be my first choice.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Take a hot shower.
Speaking of last night, we had a great event at the Landing, and I want to thank everybody who came out. Courtney mentioned it. We are today and last night, thanks to Miller Lite and thanks to Frankie and the Landing and everybody here at the Lobster Bar, we've been raising money for the employees at the Matunic Oyster Bar, which is one of our favorite restaurants, not only in Rhode Island, but in the entire country. And, well, listen to this. Perry, the owner, has called the show this morning.
Oh.
Because he heard you mention the Miller Lite. So, if we could, a round of applause and a welcome to Perry.
The nicest guy.
Good morning. Perry, how you doing?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. I'm sure you heard what's going on, and I think everybody here, we talked a lot about it last night. Everybody cannot wait till you get reopened and get back in business down there.
Yeah, me too. I'm working on it right now. Going to see an architect right now to try and come up with a plan for the next phase here.
Well, you gotta hurry. I need oysters before the end. Get oysters before the end of the summer.
Going as fast as I can over here. Thank you.
Well, a ton of money raised by everybody who's here this morning. Everybody who's having a Miller Lite, and I know you wanted to call and thank everybody for that. So the floor is yours.
I appreciate everybody turned out and is drinking Miller Lite at 8:30 in the morning. Sounds awesome, and I will. Appreciate Landing and with the Landing in Lobster Bar and Frankie and PK. Hopefully I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Round of applause for Perry. And it's an unbelievable restaurant.
The coolest part, too, last night was people love Perry so much that I had a gentleman come up to me and said, I just went to the bartender and said, 20 Miller Lights, just put them on the bar, whoever wants them. He just wanted to make sure that he was getting his donation there. So very cool.
Yeah. And so that money, everything that these guys are donating is going to the servers and the bartenders and the barbacks and the kitchen staff who do not have a job this summer. So, let's get to AJ from Cranston here in Rhode Island. AJ, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, guys? Love you guys. Listen every day.
Thank you.
Earlier, Greg, you brought up a good point about Rafi not being a team player, and he's not. He's not being a team player. And Wiggy, I just wanted to point out,
You said they're paying him $35 million to be a hitter. That's not true, man. When he signed that contract, he was also a third baseman. You know what I mean? So to say they're just paying him $35 million to just hit the ball, I don't think that's an accurate depiction at all. Like, he's not being a team player. He's like, if he was willing to play the field, that would give Cora the flexibility to not have to put as many players out of position. And, you know, I don't think paying him $35 million to just hit the ball. He's being paid that much to be a team leader, to be the face of the organization, the face of the franchise. And he's not living up to his end of the bargain.
AJ, you know? Thank you. So my lead this morning was Alex Cora was asked about Rafael Devers playing third base, maybe even giving first base a try to help out here in a pinch. And Alex Cora said that he's not having it, meaning the discussion about it, I guess.
Right.
That's not a guy that I want as the face of my franchise going forward, a guy who's not going to is not willing to have a discussion
right
about helping out when the team needs it. And I get you disagree completely.
Oh yeah,
you and Courtney disagree completely.
Right,
but it's Wiggy. It's the exact opposite of what you want in a leader and a guy who is the face of your franchise. He's not having it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you that you know he isn't being a team player, but I'm saying that they did him dirty, and clearly he's being petty.
Yeah.
They did him dirty, and I still believe.
How do they do somebody dirty? How do they do somebody dirty that they're paying $35 million?
I'm telling you, I believe that they told him he was going to be able to still play third base even with Bregman.
Yep.
I believe that, and I think he was under the assumption that he'd be the third baseman and maybe Bregman would play second, and that was, you know, where he wanted to play. And then when he gets to spring training, he kind of sees the writing on the wall is like, oh, they just told me that to keep me quiet and keep me happy.
Also, then you have to remember the beginning of the season and how much he struggled at DH and how ridiculed he was over and over again. Now that he's figured it out, they're going to say, oh, wait, no, sorry. We actually want to put you back
right.
third not, for you to struggle there. And then it'd be – it's that's what would happen.
Right. I think that we all agree. I think that Devers should be acting in a better way when it comes to what the team needs. And I will say – no matter what you think of Devers, he is unmovable. He is on the team for another 10 years at $300 million. This is Alex Cora's number one job description. And this is what Alex Cora signed up for when he was so public in his desire for Alex Bregman to come to this team.
Right.
And so it's on his lap. And that's why I think he's getting sort of ornery with the media, because it's his problem that he has to figure out. And he can't force a guy to move. He said he would take care of it. Obviously, Breslow and Cora had very different beliefs about what to do when Casas got hurt. And Cora knew that Devers was not going to like being asked to go back and play the field. I'm not excusing it. I'm just living in the reality, and I feel like this is the issue right now is that Cora can't figure this out, and I think it may be on him because they're not going to be able to get rid of Devers
right.
if this doesn't work
out. And the person that he needs to blame is the guy he looks at every day when he wakes up, is the man in the mirror. Because if he jumped on this from day one, right when they were getting ready to sign Bregman and saying to Devers and saying, hey, listen, you're not going to play third base. Bregman's better in our mind. We're not going to have you.
So they gave him the opportunity. He was unavailable, by the way, in spring training.
No, but
because he was throwing a hissy fit.
But Cora should have. As soon as they signed Bregman, Cora should have said, "Devers, you're not playing third base." Like the day they signed him.
And you've seen the way he's reacted now. You think he would have said, "Yep"?
He might have went kicking and screaming. But guess what? He eventually went to the DH and he found his role and he said, "Okay, I'll do that." But great. Just be upfront and honest with him once you sign the guy and you don't have this problem.
If he is the face of your franchise, you should be upfront and honest with him. Because Wiggy's right. If you did this when you first signed Bregman, everything moves forward quicker.
Yes.
So, yes, he goes kicking and screaming, but that happens at the very beginning of spring training. Get a better Devers when it comes to DH at the beginning of the season.
He is bothered by the fact he thinks he should be the everyday third baseman on this baseball team, Bregman here or not. He is
right.
So even if you did what you're suggesting in spring training, when Bregman went down and you asked him to help out, the reaction would have been the same from the guy. I get it. He's an unbelievable hitter. I get it.
Right.
People last night, I bring it up to people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last night at the landing, and they're like, he's got 50 RBIs. Like, leave him alone. Like, sorry, that's not what I – the baseball team stinks right now.
Right.
They're nowhere near what the expectation was in the division,
right,
or in Major League Baseball. So you need people to jump up and help out a little.
But yeah, this is the issue with the team. If he is the face of your team, you're not a championship-oriented team. And if he's the guy that is your most, you know, important player, he is not someone that will sacrifice for the betterment of the team.
But he's not the problem. Even if you put him at first base and he goes to first base, it's not going to change what the team is. The first baseman, there's been a couple errors
you
there.
You get Wiggy, when you do that, you get his bat in the lineup and you add another bat in the lineup.
Right.
Like, you understand the
Yeah, but whose
right?
bat in the lineup are you
Roman
talking
Anthony.
About? All right, so you could still put Roman Anthony in the field. You can have Roman Anthony come up with Devers DH, and Roman Anthony's bat is still going to be in the lineup. All you have to do is move Zidane Raffaella to second base. Like, what is maddening to me is no one wanted him to play third base. He doesn't want to play first base because he probably knows he's not going to be very yep. good at it. And everybody was like, Devers, just go to DH and hit the ball. That's all we care about during spring training. Yes, he went kicking and screaming, and it was him being petty, but he eventually went there. He settled into his role, and now he's great.
This is Joe in the car. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, man, I'm on your side. This is why I hate baseball. This is why I don't like baseball. Baseball players are the most overpaid, egotistical, like, prima donnas I've ever seen in my life. And of course, my man Wiggy, of course, athletes can't do no wrong to this guy's eyes. I mean, you got guys that bring guns at airports. He supported Antonio Brown. Now he's behind Stefan Diggs. Like, Wiggy, this is a team sport, buddy. It's a team sport. They need Devers right now more than anything. Just because they said something in the beginning, things change. That's like Hillman being out for a week, and they're going to have to fill his seat. And if they go to you, Wiggy, and say, hey, Wiggy, we're going to need you to fill Greg Hill's seat, what are you going to say? Oh, man, no way. You guys are paying me enough. You don't pay me enough to do Greg Hill's job.
Preach.
What are you going to do?
But that's an upgrade. Joe, that's an upgrade. If they said, hey, Wiggy, we need you to go do Saturdays at, 1 to 4, that's
Curtis and Ken are right here.
Yeah, but Curtis does this 5 days a week.
But here's what I think. It is an upgrade, according to Devers, his own words, for him to have the position that they're asking him to play.
Right.
Like, we've gone full circle here.
He wanted.
Like, it was an insult to be asked to be a DH. Now it's an insult to play third.
It's
Make
an insult to have him move over and over
yeah,
and over
he's
again.
Like,
that's
but
how
it's
he
what
feels.
Happened. They've had injuries at all over
yeah,
the field.
Yeah, but we agree he's being petty.
Right.
And he's being petty because of the way they handled it in the beginning.
I agree.
And if you would have just handled it better in the beginning, maybe he's not this petty. But the thing is, even if he's playing third base, even if Bregman gets hurt, people would probably still be, you're better off putting Meyer there because he's a better third baseman than Devers. It's just, and when Joe brings up sports and baseball, yes, baseball is a team sport, but it's an individual team sport because when you're at the plate, it's about you and nobody else.
Yep.
And so that's the difference when you look at baseball.
All right, this is Mark from Rhode Island. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I want to defend Devers on this a little bit. I kind of agree with Wiggy and Courtney on this. The team had so many holes in the offseason to fill, and they chose to fill the face of the franchise and replace his position. Reluctantly, he went to DH. As much as he didn't want it, he succeeded. Then when Casas went down, they asked him to play first base, which he didn't want to do. The team told him he was going to be a third baseman and signed him to a $300 million contract and then changed the terms of the contract and asked him to move positions. I think he is a team player, and now he's being a stick in the mud by not going over to back to third base. He shouldn't. They asked him to do something. He did it, and now he's doing it for the team, and he's being successful at it. The team messed this up in the offseason by signing a third baseman to replace the face of your franchise that you chose was going to be the future. It's on the team. The team created this problem, and Cora can't handle it.
But if,
bingo.
If
great
they,
call.
Yep.
If they were going to pay me $35 million, they could pierce my nipples and lay me out in the middle of center field, and I would do
right.
it willingly and delightedly.
Yeah, that's you.
That is not an image I want right now.
I would be delighted about it.
Yeah, that's you, though.
I understand.
Go ahead.
One more thing. It's very interesting to me when we talked to Alex Cora, we talked to Craig Breslow, and we brought up the fact at first base. Okay, so what's the plan? Or what about Devers at first base? And they said, oh, yeah, maybe, but we don't want to – he's starting to figure out DH. We don't want to mess with his schedule or mess with the way in which
right.
he's prepping or his day-to-day. So now you're telling me you're ready to do that at third base, and then when Bregman comes back, he's got to go back to DH and figure
right.
it all out again.
Yeah. Right. Great point,
right.
Courtney.
Well, it is more of the cluster F that is currently the Boston Red Sox, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Friday. Extended party, by the way, up until 2 o'clock with Jones and Keith. And coming up next, we'll be joined by the mayor of Newport. Give him a round of applause.
All right.
He's got a little presentation to make. We'll get that next here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.